Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Sharkcast Radio, a weekly podcast on all things Cronulla Sharks, proudly brought to you by Dyson Logistics and our other sponsors, Endeavour Property Services, Shark Island Brewing Company, and Sam, it's worth pointing out that we are coming to you live and loud from the magnificent RMYC, the Yacht Club at Port Hacking, who are now proud supporters of Sharkcast Radio. My name is Newman. I am a Sharks fanatic, and I'm joined as I am every week by my fellow Sharks fanatic and good mate Sam. How are you?
How am I? I'm here at the Royal Motor Yacht Club in Port Hacking. All I can see is water and boats. And I can see a little bit of beer, a couple of TVs, some tab stuff.
Yeah, had a magnificent meal. And we are excited to... We've got a home for the podcast, you know. We used to be up on the roof of Sharks Leagues, and then we're in my backyard, and we're in the locker room, and now we've got a home, and we're going to be doing the show from here every week. And it's... What a place. It's a little hidden gem. There's a stigma that it's... You know, not open to everyone. You know, you've got to have a boat or whatever to come here. But that's absolutely not true. It is open to everyone.
You're wearing shorts right now.
Correct.
It's fair to point out, Newman, what am I wearing? What shirt am I wearing? Describe it for all our regulars.
1994 flannelette shirt.
Which one, though?
blue, black, and white.
What does that mean, Newman? It's business time. It's go time, baby. The blue flannel's out. We're here at the lovely, lovely, lovely Royal Motor Yacht Club in Port Hacking, and man, I feel like I'm home.
Well, Samuel, we are rounding down the days until the kickoff of season 2018, and I am excited. It's been a while since we spoke. There's been plenty happening. How have you been?
Not bad, Newman. It's been a bit of a worldwide secret, but I've actually moved myself and my family back to the Sutherland Shire.
You beauty.
What about that? The Shanaz is back home in so many ways. Happy to be back. I saw a bit of rock and roll during the week, Newman. I don't think you're going to like much of it.
Yeah, I was just talking to some mates about this.
You haven't heard the whole story?
Yeah, go on.
Wednesday night.
Yeah.
ICC Theatre in the city.
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette.
Isn't it ironic it that is. You would go and see
There's
Alanis
so many
Morissette.
Stories I could tell you I'm not going to, but took the lovely Eleanor there. She was pretty good. She played Unplugged.
I've seen her live.
You have?
I have.
Back
I
in
took,
the day.
I took my girlfriend to see her at the height of Jagged Little Pill.
Was that like the 8-night stand at the Horton? Or something like that?
No, I think it was at the entertainment center.
Yeah, right.
And she was playing with Garbage.
Oh.
Yes.
Interesting lineup.
That's an interesting lineup.
Fast forward through the weekend, Newman. I ended up at the Theatre of Dreams. But it wasn't October 2, 2016. It was whatever the date was last Saturday. And I saw the Foo Fighters with a very favorite band of mine, one of my favorite bands, Weezer.
What's with these homies dissing the girl?
Fantastic. Hello, how are you?
Oh, wow. We've got food being delivered. This is how good we're going here at the RMYC. Just thank you.
Just anywhere is fine. Thank you so much. What about that? We are home.
We are home.
And being looked after. So I saw the Foo Fighters and Weezer.
Yes, so seemingly did everybody on my Facebook feed, but I didn't go, and to be honest with you, I'd rather talk about the Sharks than talk about the Foo Fighters.
Well, let's just stick to Sharkcast Pod for the moment, buddy.
But we are. For people who are listening to the podcast for the first time, we have to point out we're 99% Sharks, 1% rock and roll, and we've got some rock and roll out of the way early doors. Now, it's worth pointing out, Samuel, that you should follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We have the handle at SharkCastPod, and we need your feedback. We need your input. You can email us at SharkCastPod@gmail.com. And Sam, there have been some differences about how you can approach the podcast if you don't use iTunes.
Yeah, so we were on SoundCloud. We've said goodbye to SoundCloud with all respect. We found a home at Wooshka. You can find them very easily online. They have a host of great Australian and worldwide podcasts. They've invited us to be there. We're happy to be there. So Find us on Wooshka. You can find us on iTunes, of course, and you can give us 5-star ratings, which is what we deserve. You subscribe for free, and it helps us out. It helps promote us.
You can also give us a 2, 3, or 4-star rating so desire. But that's about it for the opening. It's quite a long-winded one this week, but we're starting a new season, and it's always exciting, Samuel. We're going to cut to a quick break, and when we come back on the other side, we'll have the news. This is SharkCast Radio.
Hey, Newman, I bought some Sharks memorabilia off a dude in Queensland. I need to get it here as soon as possible, but the seller doesn't do shipping. I need it in a hurry. What am I going to do, buddy?
Mate, get straight on the phone to Dyson Logistics.
What's the deal with those guys?
Dyson Logistics can move anything from a small package to a 40-foot container, road, rail, sea freight, air freight, local, regional, international, and they will do it cheaper and quicker than those big corporate freight companies and with better service too because they have that personal family business touch.
Give me their number right now.
Hit them up on 0467-233-153. That's 0467-233-153. Or log on to the website, DysonLogistics.com.
A little birdie tells me they're also very big, passionate, long-time Cronulla Sharks fans as well. What a bonus. DysonLogistics.com. They go above and beyond. That's the Dyson difference. Hey, Newman, I'm selling my house, but the gardens are a mess. Can you help me out, buddy?
I wish I had time, Sam, but why don't you give Craig from Endeavour Property Services a call? A qualified horticulturalist, Craig specialises in pre- and post-sale garden cleanups and makeovers as well as regular maintenance.
Sounds good, man. How do I get in touch with him?
Get in touch with Craig on 0424 294 321. That's 0424 294 321 or endeavourpropertyservices@yahoo.com. If you mention you listen to the SharkCast, you get a 10% discount. Endeavour Property Services.
They are dancing in the streets of Cronulla even now. From Carrickmore to Sutherland to Miranda.
And now it's come to the time of the show where we see what news has washed in across Botany Bay towards the mangrovey shores of the SCGS. The news, plenty happening in the club this week. Samuel, what have we got?
It's warming up, Newman. It's warming up. Most excitedly, we have some trial match information. And it starts a little bit differently on Valentine's Day. And I'm not talking
this
about Valentine's Day.
Interesting,
Holmes.
Isn't it?
It's awesome. 14th of February, around 5 o'clock at the SCGS. A scrimmage session against Wigan, who are out here playing a bunch of games. And I also believe a bit of a meet and greet afterwards.
An event.
It's for members only. So you need to be a member to get a little ticket and get your name crossed off. And it's worth being a member just for this kind of special event.
100%.
So they're going to... It's basically an exaggerated training session. They'll be going against each other without hitting hard and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a scrimmage. And watch us. We'll smash them. They beat us last year. And we'll kill them in this scrimmage session.
That's all we need.
That's what's going to happen. But that's cool. And I'm going to head down there and watch that with a lot of interest. You know, it can be 5 o'clock, so it'll be finished by 7.
Yeah.
And then you can take your special... lady or man out for your Valentine's Day, whatever it is that you do.
We'll be there. That'll be fantastic. Only a few days later, my friend, Saturday, 17th of February, they're playing the very evil Manly at the SCGS.
Traditional trial now, trial fixture.
How do you feel about playing the same teams every year?
It kind of bores me.
Yeah, like I know we shouldn't care, but I...
Yeah, I know. Like,
it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't matter, but it's like... It does irritate me.
Yeah, I agree a little
bit. I agree I shouldn't be irritated, but
Yeah. We play Manly. 3 grades starting at 3 o'clock. The big event, the NRL team will be playing in some capacity at 7:30. Now, Newman, exciting news that the trial will be broadcast on Sharks website and the NRL.com website.
And we are very hopeful, very hopeful. We've got hope in our hearts, Samuel, that we are going to be commentating it.
Yeah, so we can't confirm that right now, but we are, as Newman said, hopeful and we're pushing for it. And... you know, there's every reason to believe we'll be doing that. If we're not, we'll just be on the hill calling it anyway.
I actually had to go into the Sharks to do an audition.
How'd you
of
go?
My commentary, and they cut up a little bit of the 2016 grand final.
Yeah.
And it was quite good because I knew exactly what was going to happen.
Now, we haven't spoken about this. Let me guess what happens. We're down by four.
Yeah. The thing was, right, I'm calling the game, but I couldn't remember the Storm players' names. Cameron Munster, I couldn't remember his name for life of me. Anyway, I'm just like,
Vita
tries to crash his way over. So that was a lot of fun, and hopefully we get to call a game and we can engage with everybody on Twitter.
Now, get in touch with the club, follow the club's social to find out about ticketing and that kind of stuff, but usually it's just general admission. There might be an entry or free for members. We'll find out very shortly.
It's usually a good night out.
It's great. Yeah, you get to see the young blokes.
Normally piddles it down with rain too.
It has done in the past. Yeah. There's another one, Newman, Saturday 24th of February against their old friends, the West Tigers at Campbelltown. We're waiting to see how many grades there are. Usually there's 5 grades from the kids up until the NRL, but we'll see about that. It will be an evening kickoff of some capacity, so it's exciting.
Yeah, and the Tigers will stream that with their own callers, and at least we'll get to see it.
We might do a bit of Christian Slater, a bit of Pirate Radio or something.
Yeah. Now, news on the members, which is very good. We always try and promote membership as best we can. There's almost 12,000 members, which is 1,000 more than this time last year. And we're up to 8th in the NRL, which is fantastic news because traditionally it's an area in which we've struggled. The Bunnies have 26,000, so they're more than double what we have. And the Titans have 5,000, so they're less than half of what we have. But so that's a pretty good result, but we need to point out again how important it is to become a member, because now we've been doing this for a long time and we're kind of inside the machine that is the Sharks. We know how important membership is as a metric. The NRL don't really care about anything else other than the fact that your membership is growing, and that's what they benchmark the club on. So if you call yourself a supporter of the club, you should become a member for the very reason that you're not supporting unless you put your hand in your pocket. And I know people are going to say, well, I haven't got enough money or I don't get to enough games. Get online, have a look at the membership package. There are packages that are cheap for people who don't go to a lot of games or just want to watch them on TV, all the way through to the platinum members that spend a lot of money. There's a lot of financial options. So there really isn't an excuse to not be a member. And look, Samuel and I, right, we'll put this out there. We say it every year, but we'll put our money where our mouth is. Mm. If you write to us and explain to us that you genuinely cannot afford a membership, we'll buy you a non-ticketed membership.
There goes my kid's college allowance, Newman.
All right. I don't expect us to be inundated.
Well, if there's a good reason, then absolutely we'll do it.
All right.
Now, I was down at the club, Newman, at a training session, a closed training session. I didn't see you there.
Yeah.
I have got word that as far as injuries go, the Sharkies are looking pretty good. There's been a few scares here or there.
What about Dukes?
Dukes is fine, man.
He's what they call him, don't you? One week in, 3 weeks
we're
out.
We're not going to be doing that, Newman.
We won't go G-rated down that show. Road.
Not that it's anything rude, but no main injuries to report. Mr. Andrew Fifita is recovering from, I believe, minor ankle surgery. He's going to be playing in the second trial, therefore fit for round one. That was their big concern. A couple of young kids have had surgeries as well, but they won't factor into first grade anyway for the moment. So that's exciting news.
Well, it should be like that. And we'll watch the trials with interest, because that's where things can start to get fruity, so to speak. Other news, Samuel, is some sad news in the Sharks family. We lost Norm Thornton, whom I didn't know personally, but played a big part in the foundation of the club. He was the first grade captain in 1968 and the man who coached Cronulla's first grade team the following year in the 1973 grand final.
He was also, Newman, the captain of the first team to play at Shark Park as it is known today.
Yes, because in the first year,
yes,
we played at Sutherland Oval, the place that ended my rugby league career, Samuel.
Yeah, and we've also met about 8,100 million people that were at those games.
Even
in our time.
My dad, who is like largely hostile towards rugby league and the Sharks, was like, I was there at that game.
Okay.
Now, I actually believe him. It's kind of like the Woodstock story, you know, where like Woodstock had 500,000 people there or whatever. Like, not 500,000.
I think it was a lot.
100,000?
Yeah.
A lot. And there's like 2 million people that say they were there. The first Sharks game was like that, you know, it was 10,000 people there. Well, and you'll meet 30,000. But my dad literally lived across the road, so I can believe that he snuck in when he was a kid.
Well, fast forward a year, and Norm captained the Sharks to their first win at Shark Park against Parramatta. So we send out love and respect to his family, and that is a Shark that will be missed.
Okay, that wraps us up for the news for, really, this is week one for Tilt at the Premiership 2018. We're going to cut to another break, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to go through some of the gains and losses, and then we're going to pick our teams, Sam. Exciting times.
There's a million correspondents as well who have given their opinion too, so stick around. Hey, Newman, it's my turn to bring the beer around for our next podcast. What sort of beer do you want?
You know me, man. I only drink beer from the Shark Island Brewing Company.
That's the craft brewery in the heart of the Shire, right?
Sure is, mate. They have a cellar door at 8/29-33 Waratah Street, Kirrawee. Open Wednesday to Saturday for tastings with weekly food trucks and awesome tunes. You can also get their beers at Gaimere Pub, Northies, the newly opened Prince, along with a bunch of other venues in Sydney. It's 8/29-33 Waratah Street, Kirrawee.
Don't forget that special edition Sharks Premier's Lager. It tasted so good. Go on Facebook, search Shark Island Brewing. Support the Shire's own brewery, Shark Island Brewing Company. It's beer with bite.
Eddinghausen and Green laying it on. Peachy's into the space. They're not going to get him. The young fullback scores for the Sharks.
Well, I'll tell you, it is one of the best scrum moves you've ever seen.
Welcome back to the show, Sam. And it's worth pointing out that during that ad break, the RMYC people, the Yacht Club people came down with like plates of food for us to like try the food. And mate, how good is it?
The chicken wings, the prawns, little sausage things. What are they? Image sausages?
Like
or?
Little kind of Mediterranean type sausage with pita bread.
And what have we got over here?
I don't know. You ate that. I didn't
delicious.
Eat that one.
The beautiful cheese and the bread. And
so it's kind of like pub food, maybe a little bit on the fancier, but it's absolutely delicious. And the prices are...
They're affordable.
And you got this view out here that you're looking at. This is just an underrated gem in the Shire, mate. I'm telling you.
I had the impression, Newman, that you'd hook me up with some kind of like rich kind of posh yacht club.
It's called the Yacht Club. So
it's my first time here, right? But you're in your shorts. I'm in my flannel. There's a TAB. Footy on the screen. Beautiful views. And, you know, we are now getting paid to talk about it, but this is from the heart, man. What a great place.
Yeah.
Local too.
Yeah,
local.
Awesome. And come down. It's on Woolloware Road. And they have a special. If you mention, the bistro is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. And if you mention Shark Cast Radio, you will get a free garlic bread. How good is that, Samuel?
Is that right?
That is correct.
I hope Liam Rogers tells all his staff, I don't want... You know, the likes of Nathan Hunt or Linny or someone coming in.
No way they want them down here.
You know, I know they do. I just hope they're aware that all of our people are going to come down and want that free garlic bread.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you? I'm going to come down every time I send my family down here, free garlic bread rolling out the door. So what we thought we'd do in this section, Samuel, is talk about some statistics first, or do you want to do our teams?
Well, no, let's just do the stats, but we're going to go through the gains and losses. Some of them you know, some you don't.
Okay, yep.
So, put it simply, we have bought Joshie Dugan.
Dugs.
Aaron Gray. Matt Moylan.
Moisa.
Big Arva. Scott Sorensen's returned. And the very talented Braden Ualey has returned. That's the main guys who we've bought.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the majority of guys who we've lost, who you people know, not the guys we've never heard of, we've lost Gerard Beale, Jack Bird, New Brown, Mariah Cherrington, Adam Clydesdale, our friend Chris Hyington, Jeremy Lattimore, James Maloney, Daniel Mortimer, Big Tagger, and Tony Williams. That's obviously in no order of importance, but we've lost all those guys.
Yeah.
So I did a bit of looking around on the internet, Newman.
Right.
And I wanted to just compare what we've lost to what we've got.
Right. So you didn't mine your resources at Fox Sports Stats for this. You did it on the internet, did you?
The internet, yeah.
Righto.
So let's go with the big one. Because everyone asks you, they ask me, and all our listeners have copped it all summer. How do you feel about Moylan? You're losing Maloney. Who got the better deal? I'll let these numbers tell a little bit of a story. Jimmy Maloney played two more games last year. He played 20 games. Moylan played 18. These are all 2017
so
stats.
What we're doing right is comparing Moisa and Maloney, and it's worth pointing out...
On last year's
stats. This is last year's stats.
Moylan scored 8 tries.
Yep.
Maloney scored 4.
Mm-hmm. 71 from 81 goals from Maloney, though. It's worth pointing out. Moyes is 0 from 0.
They both averaged almost the same amount of possessions per game.
42 odd and change.
Maloney ran half as much. So 5 runs compared to 10 and a half. Obviously, Moylan's making double the meters. He's making double the tackle bus. 44 tackle bus to 24 of Jimmy. Moylan's made 2 more line breaks, 8-6.
That tells me that...
This is the good stuff, Jimmy, right here, okay? Yeah. So the attacking...
Jimmy Maloney is making like 5 runs a game with as a net return for 6 line breaks. So he's basically only running when he can break the line.
Now, keep in mind, Moylan didn't play 5-8 the entire time.
No.
But he did play 2 less games. He made 2 more line breaks. He assisted 4 more line breaks.
Yep.
Maloney set up 5 more tries, 14-9. Mm-hmm. This is a good one I like, Newman. Moylan made 17 offloads to Maloney's 6. Mm-hmm. They both made the same amount of errors, pretty much.
Which surprises me.
Here's the big one, Newman.
Yep.
And it's not a reason to get rid of someone. You're falling off your seat. You've just seen it.
I've just seen this. Blow me down.
Penalties conceded, Maloney 34, Moylan 6. Jimmy also missed twice as many tackles almost.
Yeah, missed tackles per game is 5.5.
So that's some damning evidence, but that is based on what you would have to say is Maloney's worst year.
Yeah.
In his career.
That's right. So the other thing worth pointing out is you've jumped over a few. Maloney's kicking the ball 6 times a game to Moylan's 3 times a game.
Correct.
So there's a lot you get more out of him with kicks. But forced dropouts, Moylan created 11, Maloney 9. Now, these are raw stats, so there are not too many categories where Maloney shaded Matt Moyser.
And you watched NRL 360 on Fox yesterday, as many of our listeners would have.
Yeah, man.
Your little BF, Lukey Lewis, was there with Wade Graham.
He was great.
They were both really great. Do you remember what Luke Lewis said about Moylan? He's floating around both sides of the field. He wants his hand on the ball. He's playing ad lib. And the Sharks are now having to adjust to that. So it's a different form of attack, right?
I don't agree, because Maloney, he could identify a hole in the defence, and he didn't just play one side of the field.
Yeah, but he was very much a left side guy.
Yeah.
He would go to the right.
He would go to the right. But if he identified a weakness in the attack, like, he would definitely try and exploit it, but generally not by running.
But what Luke Lewis said, as far as I could tell, what I deciphered was Moylan's floating everywhere.
Yeah, and he's more of that touch football type player.
So that's interesting. Now, we fast forward to 2 more big players.
And I'm less surprised by this breakdown, actually, if you want the truth. But people know the way I feel about Dukes.
Well, if they don't, they're going to. We have the loss of Jack Bird and the gain of Josh Dugan. Both played 17 games last year. 17 games for a very injury-prone Josh Dugan, not too bad. They scored 3 tries each.
Which is poor for both of them.
Sure. They had almost the same amount of possessions per game and runs.
Yeah.
Dugs made slightly more. He made 30 more metres a game.
Which, for the same amount of possessions, is a big stat. He made more metres a game.
He busted 40 more tackles, Newman, 96-56.
Wow.
He made 14 line breaks to Jack Bird's 4.
Mm-hmm.
He assisted 3 more, 9 line breaks, assist to 6.
Try assist for dead.
6 all, yeah.
Yep.
Both offloaded 16 times each. So, you know. What about this for errors, Newman? Jack Bird, 29 errors during the year.
Yep.
Joshy Dugan, 15. The rest, aside from, what am I looking at? Forced dropouts, Dugan's forced 2, which is handy throughout the year. Bird made a lot more tackles per game.
But double also tackles. Missed a lot more.
If you look at the attack there, Newman, of line breaks in particular, that's 10 more.
I know. 10 more line breaks. And, you know, this is Moneyball stuff, and I know you love this Moneyball stuff where you look at stats and it doesn't tell the whole story. Like,
no.
Jack Bird's the kind of player where we needed to win the game and you could throw in the ball and he scores a try and you don't have a stat for that.
And I saw Josh Dugan in the same spot last year and he would bomb the try. Yeah. So you're right, but this is the story I have right here. This
I know,
story I'm
and
telling.
I have always said that Dugan is a big upgrade on Bird, and these stats prove it, and I'm excited.
What I'm saying, Newman, to our listeners and to you, is that it gives me hope. I'm not saying that he's going to be the man this year, but it gives me some hope, just in those raw stats from last year. Everything we've heard about him training and his attitude has been really good. So at this stage, it's a fair swap.
It's better than a fair swap. In my view, it's an upgrade. So what else are we looking at here? We're looking at Gray, CU Manafanagai, and Braden Uwele.
Just some quick stats on these three guys we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Big Arva played 18 games.
Yep.
And he won four of them, poor bugger. He averaged 40 minutes for a big fella. Averaged 96 metres per game. Busted nine tackles throughout the year.
It's important to point out that he was averaging 10 runs for 96 metres, so he's averaging 9.6 metres per run, which is really good for a prop forward.
Four errors all year, Newman.
Yeah, and nine tackle busts, which is one tackle bust, a half a tackle bust per game.
Well, he's not a big offloader, so no. He's just hitting it up.
But in my view, he's your tagger type player. Aggressive, dynamic, and you're getting 40 minutes
averaging
out of him.
Averaging more than Tagger would have, though, I imagine.
And more metres. So, good pickup. It's hard to tell that the Tigers were battlers. I always think it's unfair to judge a player who plays in a really good team or a really dud team.
Yeah.
Flano
came out and said that the young fella hasn't trained like this in his career at the Tigers.
Mm.
The sort of training he's doing, with footwork and everything, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
So it's a new world for him, which is a positive. Aaron Gray, he played 9 games last year, so it tells us he's very injury prone, but you know, he's a competent first grader who might provide more than just that for us. I think it's a wait and see kind of thing.
Plenty of tackle busts, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to let you down. Whether he wins you the game is a different story. Quite excited by Braden Uwele, who everyone's rapping. He's only played the one game, which was late in the year last year for the Cowboys. He only played 20 minutes, Newman, but four runs.
For 44 metres.
44 metres.
So he's averaging
13 tackles.
Yeah.
So he puts in.
And there's big raps on Braden Uwele. So that's interesting. I like the stat analysis. Stats, for me, don't tell the whole picture.
No.
I know you're a big stats man. But on the money ball, they all look like really good buys. Every single one of them.
For example, Dugan, as I said before, in the black and white, it explains to me why Flanagan bought him. In the very least, if I look at that, I can go, okay, he was on the market. He wanted Bird's money, but not anymore. He bought him.
So, with that information at your disposal, who, if you're Shane Flanagan, your super coach, Sam Shinazzi, you're writing the team list down for round one versus, who are we playing round one?
Cowboys away.
Round Cowboys away. You're writing the team list for Cowboys away. Who are you picking, Sam?
Well, I'm not Shane Flanagan. I'm Sam Shinazzi, and this is who I am going to pick. Our starting team for round one. Barring trial form, barring injuries, I've got Valentine the Future Holmes at fullback. I've got Fecky and a young gentleman called Sione Katoa on the wings.
Sweet.
I have Ricky the tackle, Lutelli, and Josh Dugan in the centres. I have Moylan and Townsend as my starting halves. My front row is Fifita, the kid, Brayley, and Matty Pryor, with, of course, Lewis, Graham, and Gallon at the back.
That picks
scrum.
Itself. No one else is going to pick anything else, surely. We're doing other people's teams. I'll be flabbergasted if anybody picks anything different to that.
Someone may have put Gal in the prop jumper. I'm not sure. We'll get to that.
Okay, fair enough.
My bench, which I lost sleep over, Newman. I don't know how you're going to feel about it.
Mm.
And again, this is my team, not Flano's.
Yeah, okay.
This may not happen.
Yep.
I've got Big Arva.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Braden Uwele. Based on the little I've seen of him, I've got him starting on the bench. My man, the bustling, Jason Bakuya.
Yep.
And we need a utility.
Yeah.
So I've got two big guys, and I've got Boogs, who's agile back rower.
Yep.
I need a utility as my fourth benchy. It's hard to decide who to go for.
You've got to pick someone. You're the coach. This is where you're going to fall because you love pleasing everyone, Sam.
Do I?
And as the coach, you've got to leave people out.
Do
How
I?
Does that make you feel?
You know who I'm going with?
I know because it's written right here.
I'm going with Blake Brayley, the kid's brother. The kid who's like, for all I know, in year 10 still.
That was such a solid team until you... Hang on.
This is, I'm not wrong because it's my team. I'm basing it on what I've seen in lower grades, natural ability, confidence, and versatility. Now,
you're going to throw him in, right? I've got the Cowboys penciled in as raging hot favourites. Yeah. I think that anyone who puts money on the Roosters is silly,
yeah,
and the money should go for the Cowboys,
yeah,
because essentially the team that made the grand final last year,
yeah,
are recruiting Matt Scott and Jonathan Thurston.
And they've got Jordan McLean.
Yeah, Jordan McLean. So that team, you know, everyone's talking about the Roosters salary cap. What about that? Playing them away in the heat, you're going to put the kid in.
Little kid, kid junior.
Yeah.
Well, it's my dream team, right?
I know.
So I'm not
wrong. I'd save him for later in the season.
Do you want to know who my alternates are?
Yes, go.
They are Kirk Capewell.
So you're giving Capewell 18 man.
They are Joseph Paulo.
Yep.
And then if there were injuries to those guys, I'd throw in another young big bopper, and that would be a Britton Nicora or the very much talked about Billy McGools, but that's very much just to do some hit-ups and that kind of stuff. As far as my back line goes, Newman, my fullback, I've got Holmes. Dugan's a backup. Moylan if needed. I've got Aaron Gray as backup. And then I've got Josh Tuolagi from the under-20s ahead of Edric Lee.
Well, there's rumours that Edric Lee was going to Tigers. Or well, they
lost. Tigers lost a winger today.
Yeah, so there's rumours that Edric Lee is being moved on.
I haven't forgotten about Jesse Ramian. I know everyone's writing to me right now. Shanaz, Jesse Ramian.
He's in my team.
Yeah, well, good for you. Oh, Newman picked Jesse Ramian. Yeah, Shanaz picked the kid. The kid junior is going to be trending on Twitter tomorrow.
All right.
Now, Jesse Ramian is my backup for Josh Dugan. He's also my backup for Sione Katoa. So if either of those go down or play rubbish, he can slot into there. As far as halves go, well, there's not too much there. There's young Kyle Flanagan. There very shortly may be a bloke called Trent Honkinson. We're waiting on news on that one.
Yeah, and I read somewhere today that he wants $600,000 a year.
No, hang on. He's on that.
Yeah.
And he's got a year to go at Newcastle.
Mm.
He doesn't want to stop getting paid that.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough.
Right.
The Sharks have said to the Knights, you guys need to pay a lot of that, and we'll pay him a little of that.
Yeah, okay.
So let's put that one out there. We're not signing him for that amount of money.
I was thinking that Hodgkinson could be an astute pickup.
Of course he could.
Hodgkinson. He could be an astute pickup, cheap, and I would never think that Flano would play overs for him. But then I saw that figure, and I'm like, whoa, no.
It's circumstantial, yeah. Now, I've also left out a fellow called James Seguiaro.
Yep.
I'm not like completely kill on the bloke, but at this stage he's not figuring into my equations.
He's going to have to play well for the Jets, mate.
He's on good money. He's going to be in the 17, and this is just the Sam Schnazzy team. So that kind of covers me. I've waffled on a bit. Newman, what were your thoughts?
Okay, my team is pretty much largely the same. I'll give Val first shot at fullback because I know that Flano is going to do that anyway, and then it changes the makeup of the team. So
yeah, but hang on. Flano Senior, yeah, or as our listeners want to call him, Flano OG, if we can
Flano OG
make that key.
Yeah, I know, but I can see the thinking behind it. I can see the reasoning behind it. So I'll pick Val at one, Fecky on one wing, but Fecky is on notice.
In
Adam Newman's team, all right? Ricky Vitelli, of course, picks himself. Dugs. And then on the other wing, I have the mighty Jesse Ramian. I think he served a good apprenticeship. He's definitely next in line. And I thought his debut was tremendous. Fast, strong, a try scorer. Really liked him.
A centre.
Moisa picks himself at six. Chad Townsend. Also for me, Chad is... I want to see improvement out of Chad this year. I don't know how to put this politely. I just want to see him improve his game, right? So he's been solid. He's been, you know, he won it. He was in the premiership winning team and he did a job. But I just think that he's got the opportunity now to step up as an elite half, and I think he should take that. That's not saying he's rubbish or anything, but I think that he's not at the elite level.
Well, I mean, his 2016 was better than last year.
Yeah.
The whole team didn't perform too well. I hear what you're saying, and he has that chance.
But even then, he had that big wobble in 2016.
It was a minor wobble.
Yeah.
At an important time.
Okay, but I want to see him improve. And I don't think there's anything wrong with asking for improvement.
Absolutely not. We can all improve.
So my four-pack, Fifita, Brayley, Pryor, Lukey Lewis, Wade Graham, Paul Gallen. On the bench, I have Big Arva, Braden Ualee. I'm putting Capes in front of Okuya. I just think that Capewell needs a shot as a back rower. And number 17 for me is Mighty Joe Paulo. I think that when we were playing our best football last year, Joe Paulo was playing that 17 role, coming on at dummy half and doing a job for us, or filling in the halves or wherever. That's when we played our best football in 2017. And my 18th man is your mate, Jason Bakuya. And my 19th man is Scott Sorensen, who is largely untalked about. But he was... Who did he play for last year? Mounties?
Yeah, the Canberra affiliated Mounties.
He was their best player by a mile and dragged them into the semi-finals basically on his own. He is a hell of a quality footballer looking for an opportunity. And I think if he gets a start, he's going to turn a lot of heads. So that's my team.
I think he will get a start at some point. And I think he's already turning heads. The ladies love Scott Torrance.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, yeah.
He's a good... I'm assuming he's a local junior, and he's got it in him for sure. Yeah. I'm glad he's back.
100%. All right. So those are our teams. We asked you on Twitter for your team, so we're going to cut to a break now. And when we come back on the other side, we'll have the letters, which is your teams.
Let's have a look. He's got the ball. He's got the leg out. The leg's out. The Sharks will win. The leg is out. The Sharks will win.
The Sharks have just realised, looking at the big screen, there's a foot gone out. The crowd then resumed where they were a matter of 10 seconds ago.
Take it away, boss. Come on, take it away.
So to go to a break on the NRL Sunday ticket.
Here it is.
Up, up. Cronulla, the boys in the black, white and blue. Up, up, Cronulla, name of the Sharks fits you. Sharks, Sharks forever, go out and play without fear. Now's the time to see good football for the Sharks.
And now it's come to the time of the show where we go at the front of Shark Cast Pod headquarters and see what the little sharky who rips around the neighborhood on a high-vis motorbike has jammed into the slot, the letters section. It has gone off this week. You can get us sharkcastpod@gmail.com, or we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Vivo, BMO, and everything with the handle at Sharkcast.
We're not on Snapchat or Vivo.
Well, you know, we're
maybe,
on everything
maybe
else.
Maybe one day.
And when, I got to say, Sam, you've done a good job of collating everything across all the different platforms. Now, before we rip in with Sam with his shark shape letter opener, ready to rip into the first team, it's worth pointing out that there will be a Sharkcast Pod Radio tipping competition, which is part of our agreement with the mighty RMYC.
The yacht club down in Port Hacking.
The yacht club all the way around Port Hacking. Magnificent views. Come down, have a few frothy ones and watch the Bundina Ferry go past.
And some garlic bread.
And some free garlic bread. Now, we're going to join the footy tipping comp down here, which is a serious affair, Samuel. It's $50 to join, and then there's cash prizes for first, second, third, and then like third last, so people don't tank. And the first 80 entrants will receive a $25 Ladbrokes betting card. So we'll put the details of how to join, because I'm not quite sure about all that, onto social media. But Sam and I will be in it, so come and join the tipping competition and match your wits against us and some other really good footy brains. Now, we put the word out this week for your 17, and the response was overwhelming. But what also happened was we got one of the great emails.
From one of the great people in the world, our friend Michael down in Canberra. He started the email saying, all of our internal drives and systems are down. I'm guessing that's work jingo for I got a bit of time on my hands.
Correct.
He then proceeded to ask Newman and myself and Newman, 20 questions.
Yep.
And we were trying to work out how to do this. We were going to have the Langridge podcast, for example, but we've decided to do it right now, and we're going to split it up between this and your teams. And we'll get to, hopefully, everyone and everything.
So we'll do a team and we'll do a question, because there's 20 of them. Or we'll do a question and we'll do a team. So we're not gonna dwell on the questions. They're quick. First question, what are your expectations for the season?
he follows it up with, is my top four and a GF win too much?
Okay, so this is a good sub-question. What's your take on that one?
GF win's probably too much, but not out of the question. I've got us finishing around sixth or seventh and having a shot.
I am hoping top four.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the GF, the Cowboys and the Roosters are going to be hard to beat, but it's not out of the question.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with the squad that we have and the Storm on slide, I think that we should be shooting for top four. So the first 17 that we got was our mate Brendan Manahan. And he has Val in fullback, Fecky on the wing, Letelli and Dugs in the centres with my man Jesse Ramen Noodle, Moiser and Chad. And then we're just going to say, if anybody has Fifita, Bradley Pryor, Lewis Graham, Gow, that is just the forward pack.
Yeah.
I mean,
so unless you hear different, yep. that's it.
Interesting bench here from Brendan Samuel. He's got your mate Pakuya, Ueli, Ava, Steve Penamanagai, Joey Paulo in the 17 and Capel 18. Now, that's bloody close to my team.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. It's a bit more mature than my bench, we say, but close to my bench. I know that Brendan, who sits very close to me and is a great young fellow, he's been hanging to see Jesse get his shot. So I can see why that has happened. Now, let's go back to Michael's questions. And Newman, he said, and there's a bit of slang in here, so you might have to help me out from time to time. Will Moylan dazzle in the halves like a treasure from a sunken pirate wreck? I think he means treasure or something.
Yeah. I don't think he'll dazzle, but I think he'll be good. I think we should temper our expectations in that he's not going to be Andrew Johns, but he's going to be a very good addition to the squad.
Okay. I agree with that, Newman.
Okay, so we've got another team here from our mate, Johnny Wood, who's one of the great conservatives. And
let's not get political.
We're not getting political, but it's fact, right? So he's got Val, Fecky, Ricky, Dugs, and Aaron Gray on the wing. So that's our first vote for Aaron Gray. And then he's got Moisa, Chad. He then has the forward pack. And on the bench, he's got see Phantom Guy, Scott Sorensen, Jason Bakuya, and Capel, which I think is also a very strong bench.
It's a very agile bench, isn't it?
Thank you for your input, John.
Absolutely.
So the next question is from Michael. Will Fecky be the fall guy in the backs, ushering in a new Katoa and Ramian-themed youth movement?
Well, they play on different sides of the field, Fecky and Sione, I believe. So I don't know if he'll be the fall guy just yet. It is possible. I mean, they got some young kids who are very, very good. And we've only mentioned a few of them.
I'm going to say that we're looking at a higher than 60% chance of that happening if you add Aaron Gray to the mix, knocking down the door for a bench spot. We've talked about Fekir ad nauseum. It's largely agreed that he's shaky under the high ball, an excellent low finisher, and great at bringing the ball back out of your own end.
He has his pros and cons, so I'm backing young Fecky.
Okay, we've got a team from Ash. You want to go through it?
Yeah, our man Ash. Where is he? Here he is. He says, hey guys, hope you're well. Thank you very much, Ash. His prediction for round one. Okay. He's got Dugan at fullback.
Yep.
Fecky and Valentine the Future Holmes on the wings, and he's got Jesse Ramian and Ricky Letelli in the centre, so that's a bit different.
That's a dip back line, different back line to anything we've seen.
The halves, as we call them, Moylan and Townsend.
Yep.
He's got what looks to be the forward pack.
Yep.
And his bench, ooh.
Ooh, this is interesting.
He's got the bustling Jason Bakuya. He's got Scott Sorensen, Braden Ueli, and in a utility role, the OG's son, Kyle Flanagan.
I don't hate it.
No.
I think it's actually a pretty good team.
Well, we haven't mentioned goal kicking yet, Newman.
And, no.
And so that's a sticky situation which young Kyle's probably the best in the club at the moment at.
Yeah, but he's not going to be kicking goals from a utility. He's not going to be kicking goals from a utility.
It's not the NFL. And we're not talking about the NFL, by the way.
No. Yes.
No, we're not. Until that question that...
A good team, Ash, and good to hear. Now,
Thank you, Ash.
I saw you the other day walking along up to Woolooware Station from the club. You'd done a shift down there, and like it was 40 degrees and you were wearing a hoodie and hoodie.
The Sharks hoodie, the cap.
Going on, buddy? Come on. I was going to turn around and give you a lift, but you were nearly, you know, it was only like 10 more steps. But if I'd have seen you down near the club, I would have driven you uphill. But we love your input, Ash. You're a legend.
Now, if Chad Townsend had worse hair, because let's face it, he has the best. This is from Michael. Would he be in a hotter seat?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, the next team we have is Michael Nielsen. Now, where's Michael from?
I think he's very close to where we live. He's one of our very big Twitter friends.
Is he? Okay, people have got to tell us where they're from.
I know the answer to that, Michael, so I apologize, but he's somewhere south-ish. Okay.
Wow. He's... this is a wild one. This is a wild one. All right, so he's got young Will Kennedy, given the...
He loves Will Kennedy.
Okay. Val on one wing, partnering Dugan, which I think is potent.
Like, we saw it.
Everyone's putting Val...
We saw it.
I know. Everyone's putting Val on the wing, in fullback, but partner him up with Dugan and see what happens.
Well, was it a million tries in three games?
That's exactly right. Polly E.T., Ricky Vitelli, Fecky, and that's a combination you don't want to break up. Then Moylan Chad, and of course, Orno. He's got... I don't think he's picked him in position. So he's got the forward pack. Mm-hmm. And then the bench is Bakuya, Uwele, Ava, and Paulo, which is seeming to be a popular theme. I think it's a pretty good team. Will Kennedy, I mean, Michael's realistic. He knows
he's a smoky.
Yeah. He's not going to run
out. We did ask for your team and not the OG's team. Flano, Shane, OG. Now, where are we? Here we go. Will Brails show everyone this year that he's destined for a 15-year club and origin captain career and a standout all-time Shark? I'm going to answer this first, Newman. I'm going to say he's going to have a great year, and he's got a big future ahead of him. All-time Shark, I'm not sure, but he has the potential to be very, very important for the next 10 years at this club.
I just hope it's not a situation where we put 4 years into developing in the first grade.
Don't say it.
And then we lose him to a club like the Dogs Brisbane or the Roosters, because that's highly, you know, that's on the card. We'll throw in one more question because we've got more questions than we do teams. And this is a good one. What is the point of Edric Lee?
I'm sure his family and friends love him. I'm sure he's a lovely guy. He's very tall. He's got great hair.
He's handsome.
He could be a basketball player. He's handsome to some people. Look, he's a 5 out of 10 player for me, and I'm sure he's got potential, and maybe it's not being reached. He's not exactly old. He's not a first grader.
I just don't think he's going to factor this year. And in the coming weeks, he might be at another club.
He could go to the Tigers and be a regular, for example. Yep. So, good question.
All right, so we've got Nathan's team.
Let me run through Nathan's team.
Okay.
I'm a good mate of Nathan's. He's got Valentine the Future Holmes at one, fullback. His wingers are Fecky and Gray. Another vote for Gray. Ramian in the centres with Dugan. So, I cannot see Ricky the Tackle Lutelli there.
Whoa.
Moylan Townsend and then the pack. His bench is Big Ava, Bustling Bakuya, Ueli, and Capewell. I don't mind that either. He said if Chad is injured, throw in the kid Flanagan. And, yeah, thank you very much. Ricky Lutelli.
He's got another back line that doesn't include Ricky Lutelli. So add this question to Michael's list of 20 questions. What has Ricky Lutelli done to Nathan Hunt?
Did Nathan Hunt not see the 80 and 30 seconds part of the grand final?
Yeah, you keep playing there just for that moment. Okay, another question from Michael.
Thank you very much, Nathan.
Is Cruz, Topay, Aviar the next Paul Gallen or the next Don Tweedle or neither?
Neither?
Neither. Will the G-Train finally hang up his boots at the end of the season?
I reckon... Okay, you're saying no? Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that it'll hit the media in probably week 4, week 5, and then we'll flesh it out for about 4 weeks. And I'm thinking it's 60-40. He will.
Okay.
60-40. He's obviously a machine. And
no. I'm gonna put. Okay, this will answer the question. If he breaks ET's record this year,
but that's gonna be like at the end of the year.
If he does it, he'll retire.
So what about contracts?
If he doesn't, he will play one more year. And break
so we don't easily. Sign him until September, you're saying?
Probably not. No other club's going to pick him up.
Manly might. Just a piss.
He won't
off.
Play for another club. Not at this point.
We love you, Gal.
All right, Stats Davis has got a team. What is it, Samuel?
Moylan at fullback.
Whoa.
I hope you're marking this down, Newman. He's got Valentine, Holmes, and Fecky on the wings. He's got Dugan and Lutelli in the centres.
You know what? The more I see those centre wing partnerships of Dugan and Holmes and Lutelli and Fecky, the more I like it.
It's not bad. He's got Flano Jr. at 5'8", and he's got Chad Townsend at halfback. He then has what looks to be the pack. His bench is interesting. He's got Seguiaro, Capewell, Bustling Bakuya, and Jesse Ramin on the bench.
So mark it down. Stats Davis is the first one to give a vote for James Seguiaro.
Yeah, and that's more than fair. Now, back to Michael Langridge, the crazy bugger that he is. I might let you read this one out, Eamon. You're the wordsmith. Oh, no, wait. I'm the wordsmith. You got the voice.
Will not skipping leg day turn see you later fun guy from a regular first grader into an elite player purely by leaving the perpetual decline of the Tigers?
What's the skipping leg day business?
I don't know. Can you please write to us and explain that? We don't know. So the answer to that is we don't know.
Well, I think it's a yes. Oh, an elite player. He'll be more than competent.
He'll be competent.
Yeah.
Second question, which we're better equipped to answer. Will Seggy play more at the Jets than the Sharks this year?
He's going to start at the Sharks, Newman. I think we all sort of agree. You don't think he's going to agree? He's not going to start?
No.
So OG Flano is not going to start him?
No.
Okay. This is coming from Newman. He's got sources.
I reckon they are. My spies down at training tell me there's two teams. There's an A team and a B team, and the A rake number 9 is Jaden Brayley, and the B number 9 is Blake Brayley, and
that's ridiculous.
And Seggy is
EC.
Yep.
Okay. We have another great team from Leo. Leo has done this. Valentine Holmes at fullback, Fecky Dugan, Jesse Ramin in noodles in the centres, and Sione Katoa. Let me do that again.
So another
Valentine, Fecky, Dugan, Ramin, and Katoa. There's no Ricky Lutelli.
There's another one with no Ricky Lutelli, but he does say that Ricky doesn't have enough X factor for him.
You know what? Leo's not wrong because this is his team and he's only right. He's got Moylan and Chad in the halves, and then what looks to be the pack. And his bench is Bustling Boogs, Ava Ueli, and Seguiaro. It's two for Seguiaro.
It's two for Seguiaro. But with the caveat, he's got in brackets, Seggy's last chance. Ooh. No more excuses.
I like that. Now, what's Michael up to?
Okay, Michael. Yes. Will Val blossom into the elite fullback? Some of us think he is in there. No.
Why not?
World's best winger. He will never reach the heights of Darius Boyd, Ben Barber. Well, we're talking Darius elite. Billy Boyd. Slater. Is he ever going to get picked for Australia at one? No.
Didn't he already play there at number one? In one of the warm-up games or something?
Yeah, but like...
He's young. He's talented. He's my boy. I'm going to say he can do it. So okay. Let's move on.
Love is blind. All right, we've got another... Leo's email took up a whole page, so I've got to turn...
Which is wonderful.
...the page.
You know what Leo said? Let's not leave out Leo's point. I still have tears every time I watch the GF. I didn't cry at my wedding, which my wife still hammers me for. I told her the Sharks came into my life first. Help me. Well, you've dug a pretty big hole there, my friend. But we'll come down and we'll give you some water and some bread.
I'm going to tell you, right? I did not cry at my wedding. I had there's a little bit of dust in the air, but I definitely didn't cry.
What about when Matilda popped out?
Yeah, I cried.
Okay. Do you have a heart, is what you're saying?
Yes, but I did cry at the grand final.
So you rate the Sharks higher than Michelle Newman, is what you're saying?
It just didn't seem appropriate. Like, she was so happy and smiling. You're not married, so you can't.
Are you judging me now?
I'm not judging you, but you just haven't. Whenever
you don't know what a selection is.
Well, you don't.
Do you think I'd cry at my wedding?
Yes.
Thank you. Good night.
100%.
I cry at all people's
weddings.
You
cry at the wedding, the reception, the rehearsal.
There was a wedding down at the Yacht Club before at sunset. Man, I was tearing up. I didn't even know who it was.
Of course you would.
Now, you ask Michael's questions and I'll fix that up for you. Yes.
Okay. This is a good question. I'm going to skip ahead one. In hindsight, is Matt Rogers underrated compared to the rest of the Sharks' elites? He's big on this elite thing.
It's a Canberra
thing. Because he left for Union.
He left because Chris Anderson was coming. Let's tell the truth.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we should ask him next time we see him.
Repeat the first part of the question.
In hindsight, is Matt Rogers underrated compared to the rest of the Sharks elites because he left for Union?
Yes. Yes, he's underrated. Whenever I see him on the highlights now, I remember things that I'd forgotten about how good he was. I always knew he was good. I was there. I was watching all the games.
How skinny was he?
Yeah, he wasn't much to him. He had all the skills, essentially. Yeah. And I would actually say, I mean, I'm not going to put it onto a number, but I'd say he's a Shark great of some sort, absolutely.
I loved how much he just looked like a kid.
Yeah.
He looked so young when he was playing, like 99 and those.
He was so skinny. Yeah. And we all know what the club meant to him, so, and still means to him.
All right, so what can we reasonably expect from Uwele this season?
Oh, I think we need to just give him a bit of time, but it looks a little bit untapped in that kind of big bustling forward who can offload and a bit of aggression, and apparently he's a very hungry kid as well. So I think that you can have a bit of hope for him. But the Cowboys wanted to keep him. I think we offered him a bit more cash, and they've obviously got a very full roster.
I think you'll see a very capable front rower who's filled with potential but is a long way from being elite. You know what happens with young front rowers? It's hard going. And they peak in their late 20s. So you can't expect too much out of him. But
I think he's a good addition.
They have big raps on him.
Yeah. Now, we had an Instagram question from Davo Chest. Not sure if that's pronounced correctly or not. He's pretty much said he's going with the team that is as per. So he's talking about Shane, original Gangster Flanagan's team. But he wants Katoa on the wing.
Yeah, fair enough.
And his bench would be Uwele, Boogs, Big Arva, and Capewell. He said Chico Seguiaro is not worth a bench spot. He called Aaron Gray glass. Now, does that mean he's
breaks
very breakable?
Easily,
He's giving Capewell the benefit of the doubt for now, but he has mentioned young Jack Williams, one of the two Jack Williams in the club, the one that came from Canberra with very big raps on him. He's saying he's on his pecking order at some point this year.
Okay, cool.
A vote for Jack Williams, one of the two Jack Williams.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being seeing a bloke playing covers at the Miranda pub of Fleetwood Mac and Creedence Clearwater Revival, and the hot snakes at the Annandale Hotel circa 2002, how good was Ben Barber's 2016 campaign? Now, I changed that question to make myself sound more rock and roll, but...
Well, did you? Yeah, it was hot snakes.
It was...
It was front row hot snakes.
No, what was that gig they did where they flew... Was it Live Aid? Where they had just every band ever and they were flying across the...
Yeah, Phil Collins, he did a solo set, then he flew to America from London on the Concorde and played drums for Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, so that was Ben Barber's 2016.
The Jet Surf.
In hindsight, was Jim Jams Maloney the wrong choice for 5'8 of the 50
year? He did have some downtime, didn't he? It's a great question.
That's a great question. And in hindsight, yes.
I'm going to say no.
Really?
Well, who had a better year at 5'8 in the history of the club?
Well, he had 1 year, but you're talking about your team.
What happened in that year?
Adam Dykes. Come on.
Dykesy was a very talented player. We had a late... team come in from Adam on Twitter, so we thank you and everyone else. He said, hey, love your work. He's heard a very strong rumor that we have signed or about to sign Tred Hodkinson. So his back line with that in mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's got Moylan at number one.
Moylan.
He's got Fecky and Valentine, the present Holmes, on the wings. He's got Ricky the tackle, Lutelli and Dugues in the centers. He's got Trent Hodkinson already in the number 6 jersey, and he's got Chad Townsend in number 7. So that's an interesting one.
There's not enough speed in that.
It's a slow halves combo. He also met Tony Squires at the grand final, and he was a gentleman. He said, what about this, Newman? Adam saw all at the Carrying Bar Inn, but he thinks it was 93-94, which is maybe my memory is just wrong, and that's what it was. Anyway, he loved it. Trent Hodkinson, number 6. Well,
only in a pinch. Only in a pinch for me.
A pinch nerve or something.
You know. Was Benny's 2016 better than Dave Peachy's 1999 season? It's unfair to compare some things, isn't it?
Let's not Depends how you want to judge it. Maybe. Was it more important? Sure. Was it better? It's probably the same. Like,
Samuel is standing here with the most confused, just shaking his head.
I love it.
Looking at me going, how do I answer this?
I love it.
I'm going to say, by the slimmest of margins, yes.
Yeah, I would agree
but
with that
only
as much as I
by
love.
The slimmest of slim.
And we
slim,
love the peach.
Yeah, we love the peach. Two more questions from Mike, and then we're going to wrap.
Oh, we can wrap now if you want.
Two more questions.
Yeah.
Will Sam ever forgive the Vikings?
No.
Playoffs?
No. That's
no.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Newman follow any other sports?
No. We also had another letter, which I want to read out. And
I
thank
like
you
some
for hanging
other
in.
Sports. I like watching the cricket occasionally.
Yeah, yeah. You're not passionate about that.
No, I don't have any other teams. I like Australia beating England at anything, and professional surfing occasionally.
Well, that's a sport.
Yeah.
You're passionate about surfing.
Yeah, I like doing it. I would never go. I don't even know if I'd go to watch a professional surf comp if it was on down the road.
Here's the insight to Sharkcast and the relationship that we have. Sometimes I get a call on a Friday afternoon when I'm either working or putting my child to sleep, etc., etc. And it's my friend Newman wanting to know why the live surfing is not on Fox Sports. Like, I have that control. She knows, what are you doing? Go tell your boss to do it.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why I pay for Fox Sports, so I can watch the professional surfing.
I'm not
and
saying,
it's not on.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Last time they were showing women's golf in Korea, when
have
like,
you seen
the
those
bloody
golfers?
VG Pro was on. It was a joke.
We had a letter from Kerrod. Really great letter.
Go.
He said, hey, gents, first time, long time, another Sharks fan from Canberra. So, what about that? Canberra's picking. He said, last episode, you thought the Roosters were favourites. Well, I did. I think Newman agreed. Yes. He can't go past the Cowboys. Anyway.
I'm with you, Kerrod.
Enough about other teams.
I'm loading up on the Cows.
Where do we see the Sharks finishing this year? I think sort of bottom half of the top eight. Newman's hoping for top four, as I am.
Fourth.
He's starting to worry about the forwards and what the effect will be of Gallen and Lewis losing them in retirement, which we would think is next year, but we're not sure. They're going to be hard to replace, and he's scared about what's going to happen when losing those two players. You should be a little bit scared. I mean, yeah. Gallen is an absolute beast. He probably can't be replaced for the immediate future, and Luke Lewis does so much that we don't notice.
Oh, I
so you notice it because you got like 24 cameras on him at once. So losing them both at the same time would be not good, but maintaining one of them just for the sake of it is also not the answer. So you just got to be good with your recruitment. I mean, Wade Graham is a ready-made replacement as captain, and you would think maybe slide into lock. I'm not sure, but
yeah,
it's going to be tough.
I like Wade on the edge.
It's going to be tough, but you know, I mean, that's what the original gangster Shane Flanagan is paid for.
I'm worried. I'm going to put it out there. When those two go, we're on the slide.
The amount of work Gallen does, it is ridiculous.
And it's not like he just turned up and, you know, every Sharks team has been used to...
He's got form.
...has been used to just like, every Sharks forward is just like, Gal's going to mop that up, Gal's going to mop that up. And,
you know, he had his... if not his best year, close to his best year, last year at age 36.
Yep. So, incredible. All right, Samuel, we're going to wrap up. Thanks to our sponsors, Dyson Logistics, Shark Island Brewing Company, Endeavor Property Services, and the RMYC Port Hacking Yacht Club.
How good.
Now, guess what, Samuel? Flying out to the land of the blue samurai, Japan, tomorrow.
Arigato, Newman-san.
Oh, denwa bangawa nanban desu
ka? Do you know your Japanese at all, language-wise?
Denwa bangawa nanban desu ka?
What does that mean?
What is your phone number?
You won't be using that one.
That's one I remember from year 10 Japanese.
Okay, well, that's fine. You're going to do a bit of snowboarding, I imagine.
That's exactly right, Samuel. And then I'll be back, and then we'll be ripping into a couple of trials. So this season is not far away, and we want to thank everybody so much because the response to the Twitter shout-out has been enormous.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and email. So SharkCastPod and also SharkCastPod@gmail.com. Please support us on Wooshka, iTunes, and whatever your favorite podcast platform is. They're all free services. You can subscribe. You can have them in your platform inbox straight away. As soon as an episode appears, we're going to be doing them regularly this year. We're living near each other. We're pretty much living in each other's houses in some instances. So we're going to be around, and we hope you can follow us for this great journey, which ultimately we hope leads to more history.
I'm thinking big things this year, Sam. I'm going to be excited. Disappointed. I'm going to be disappointed if Dugs and Moisa, it's a good year.
Is it going to take time to gel? Or no. You think it's... No. Straight in.
Straight in. Straight in. I think we're going to shorten massively.
Yeah?
I think the area that's going to hurt us will be Origin time. I think we'll dip.
Here comes Trent Hodkinson. Here comes... Other Newtown Jets.
Aaron Gray, Edric Lee, those.
In some instances, Ricky Latelli. Yep. Thank you very much, everyone, for your teams. We're going to forward them to the original gangster, Shane Flanagan, and he's going to throw them in the bin. But we'll forward them to him and see what he says.
It's a democracy, and it's interesting to see how wide and varied opinion is, Samuel. But you know what else? I just want to talk about the fact that, like, every single person picked the same forward pack.
Yeah, it's a good forward pack.
So how good is it that there's just like that four pack is so good.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of depth there as well. The under 20s team has a lot of great backs, which, you know, we're not saying necessarily put them in straight away. Some of us are saying that, but there is depth throughout the club. What you want, Newman, is just very minimal injuries, which they've had in the past few years, been very lucky. And the young guys can steadily just fall into their place, find their roles, and then compete, you know, when they're ready.
Yep.
So we hope that happens. We're looking forward to a big year, and we can't wait, as you can tell from our annoying nasally voices.
All right, so we will be back prior to the trials, and as we say every week,
Year of the Shark 2018 from the Yacht Club in Port Hacking.
And we're signing off with Descendants' Hope again, right?
Yeah, that's our song.